Mr. President, sir, the coup has worked. We have ensured a smooth transition of power. He would not budge. He would not budge, even though 37 members of Congress said that he should budge. His wife would not help us in any way. She was willing to stand by her man. So we have isolated him. We put out a message that he had COVID, so he couldn't be seen in public. And we continuously pressured him. And eventually, he has backed down. He has given in. Before he could change his mind, we sent out a hurried tweet stating that he was going to stand down without the presidential seal. And then in the chaos, we forgot to add that who he should endorse, but we've sent that out. And we're banking on the fact that A, he won't remember any of this, and B, even if he does, he won't dare go on live television and say that there has been a coup against him, because if he did that, he would look even weaker. So the coup has succeeded. Thank you, President Obama. Thank you. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. It has been possibly one of the most dramatic weeks in international politics since about 1991, when there was a coup against Gorbachev, for the leader of the Soviet Union. We have a former American president very, very nearly being assassinated. I mean, it's quite incredible how close he came to dying. If he hadn't turned his head at just the right moment, he would be dead. And then we have really what can only be described as a coup d'etat, as a coup against the elected president, president of the United States, President Biden. What is a coup? A sudden, violent, or unlawful seizure of power. What has actually happened here? As far as I can see, it's a coup. And I'm going to explain that in some detail. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here? And could you also subscribe on my Substack? That's thejollyheretic.com, where I put all of the spiciest content that I don't put on YouTube. And if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Right, back to the video. What on earth has gone on? I mean, it's really quite amazing. And the thing is, with the elites, they have to project that they are in power. They have to project that they are omniscient. They have to project that everything is going according to plan. Because if they fail to do that, then they will lose the confidence of the public, they will lose legitimacy, and an aspirant elite, and there is a degree to which Donald Trump is an aspirant elite because he is not part, or he is no longer part, of the liberal establishment, will topple them and will take power. So they must project the idea that they know what is going on. There wasn't, back in 2020, a reasonable person whom they could put up as the Democrat candidate, and so they put up this extremely elderly man. And even though it was clear, even by then, that he was basically senile. But they put him up. He started embarrassing himself continuously in the election. There were all kinds of gaffes. It was obvious he was senile. I was saying at the time that this was basically elder abuse. But nevertheless, they put him up, and by all kinds of fascinating chicanery that we need not go into here, including the widespread use of postal ballots, which were described by a British judge as something which would disgrace a banana republic, he managed to become elected. Now then, his senility has become even more conspicuous. There have been all kinds of attempts for the last 4 years on the part of the American elite to constantly cover this up, even though it is so obvious to anybody. But the party tells you that you should not trust what you see with your own eyes. You should only trust what the party says, until it got to a point where he performed so catastrophically badly in that presidential debate. And of course, the fact that he was prepared to do a presidential debate implies that it's a fait accompli, that he's going to stand as the Democrat candidate. Eventually, pressure grew and grew and grew. This couldn't carry on. He couldn't possibly be the candidate. Now, being the kind of difficult man that he is, the Americans like this word, prideful. The kind of prideful man that he is, he was not prepared to stand down. Even though he is senile, he's lucid enough to understand that he is standing to be President of the United States, and he is President of the United States, and he wants a second term, and it's humiliating not to have a second term, and it's humiliating to have to stand down. And so accordingly, he refused to stand down. The only person that could have persuaded him to stand down is his wife, But his wife, of course, stood by her man and refused to pressure him to stand down. And so what do? Well, they wait until there is a convenient time. You've had 37 members of Congress, or whatever it is, even more than that, pressuring him to stand down. You've had senior members of the party, such as Nancy Pelosi, saying he should stand down. He still refuses to do so. And so what you need to do is isolate him. How can you bring about a situation where he's not going out in public, where he can be isolated? Well, you can announce that he has COVID. And then that's it. Then he's away. He's away from the limelight. He's away. He's not making statements. He's not doing anything in public. And you could even isolate him from his family, arguing that, he would spread COVID. You know, he needs to isolate. You shouldn't be anywhere near him. And so once you've done that, then, of course, you can begin to pressure him to stand down, using all kinds of psychological techniques on an elderly and very, very vulnerable man. And eventually you can induce him to do so. Now, what if that doesn't work? What you can just do is isolate him and then simply put out a message that he is standing down. Put out a tweet that he is standing down. Now, the fascinating thing about that tweet is it is unprecedented that an American president stands down in this way. Even if he had COVID, unless he was at death's door and struggling to speak, there is no reason why they couldn't have brought cameras into his office, and why he couldn't have done a special announcement to the American people saying that he was going to stand down and saying why this was the case. But no, there's nothing like that. From what I can see, it doesn't even look like an official letter. I mean, but maybe this is conspiracy theory land, but don't letters from the President of the United States have a special seal and this sort of, and they're properly signed? This is obviously just a boilerplate letter that someone put out hurriedly to just deal with the situation. So that it's been announced on his Twitter, and basically there's no going back. And it's as if in the hurriedness, in the chaos of doing this, of engaging in this coup, because you'd expect people to make mistakes if you have to move suddenly in a kind of coup d'etat, they forgot to put on the letter that he endorses Kamala Harris as the vice president. Now, why would that not be on the letter? One is that people aren't working together properly and they're just forgetting details and so on. I think this is perfectly conceivable that would occur, that they would realise, oh, bugger, we should have put that he endorses Kamala Harris. And the other possibility is that when they decided to go ahead and put this letter out, the people that are conducting this hadn't yet decided that Kamala Harris should be the ordained successor. Because, of course, there are good reasons why she shouldn't be. She is extremely unpopular. She is evidently incompetent. She is DEI vice president that was only given that position because she was female and because she was non-white, i.e. she is half black or Jamaican or West Indian and half Indian. So she's not competent. So they weren't clear that was going to be the ordained successor. Eventually, it was decided that it should be. And so then a second tweet is put out stating that is the case. It's all extremely suspicious. And I suspect that they are banking on the fact that when Biden goes on television and announces that he is going to do this, which I assume he will, unless, of course, they argue that his COVID is so bad that he can't do that, which would really, really be Congress with it being a coup, because they would be concerned that he would use his opportunity on the national television to actually state what had happened, to actually state that there had been basically a coup, that he, as president, had been effectively stopped from being president by an in-house organisation. But they assume that when he does so, he's sufficiently public-spirited and sufficiently not wishing to cause serious problems for the American people and for the Democratic Party, that he's not going to say what's happened and he's just going to keep to the script, to the extent that he can keep to the script, because, of course, we've seen that he is so senile that even if a teleprompter is placed in front of him, he still can't get it right. He still makes mistakes, even with a teleprompter placed in front of him. They may even be banking on the fact that he is so senile and so forgetful that he doesn't really know what's going on. That he doesn't really know what's going on. That he will just be told things and he will accept them. As a person that has dealt with senile people in my life, I have found this is exactly the case. They're so forgetful that if you tell them they've done something, then they will often believe that they've done it. So it could well be that this is an element to it as well. The senility is so severe that he just doesn't understand. And so they'll be able to just to say to him, "Don't you remember, Mr. President, you said you wanted to resign. Did I? Yes, you did. And so go out there and now tell the American people." And then they can just put him away. So it seems to be fairly clear that I mean, I am very sceptical of, you know, conspiracies and massive cover-ups, but this isn't even a particularly large cover-up, is it? I mean, this is only as complicated as what happened in the early 50s, or the mid-50s, when Winston Churchill was Prime Minister and of the UK, and he was clearly incapable of really being Prime Minister. He was going senile by that stage. He was in his 80s. He was, and he had a series of strokes. And so obviously he was incapable of running the country. So what should have happened is he should have resigned as Prime Minister. And at the same time that this was happening, the person that was the de facto Prime Minister, which was Anthony Eden, the person that was kind of really running the show, was himself seriously ill and was in hospital. And so the person that was actually running Britain was Churchill's son-in-law. And this has subsequently come out. And of course, they couldn't say that. They couldn't go public and say that, because that would mean that the omniscience that of the regime, of the ruling class, would be subject to question. And if that's subject to question, then that helps the aspirant elites, as it were, the people that want to become the ruling class, the people that want to take over, which at that time would have been the Labour Party that wanted to get back into power and wanted to win the next election. And so that's no good. You can't do that. So you simply cover it up, and we have de facto rather than de jure power, and the de facto person in power that people went to with decisions and wanting decisions and whatever was Churchill's son-in-law, who wasn't even a member of the cabinet. Wasn't even a member of Parliament, but he was close to Churchill. He was close to the anointed one, the person that everyone looked up to because he'd won World War II and so forth. And so that was the person who was in charge. Now, what we have here clearly for the last probably 4 years has been that President Biden is not in charge of the country. How can he be? He's senile. He doesn't know what's going on. He's not the person that people that want decisions are going to go to get decisions, because he doesn't know what's going on. And it, presumably it also can't be Kamala Harris that was in charge, because Kamala Harris is clearly useless. Kamala Harris is an appalling politician. She doesn't seem to be particularly bright. She's a DEI hire. There's no way she's running the show. What I would suggest is that the person that was running the show was probably the Tony Blair of the United States, the great powerful lord, Barack Obama. I think it's very likely that Barack Obama has been the de facto president for the last 4 years. Barack Obama has been the person that people are going to get decisions. I think it's most improbable that it would be anybody else. It strikes me that Barack Obama is highly intelligent. In fact, James Watson, who was the co-discoverer of the structure of DNA, has declared, and obviously a highly intelligent person, a genius by any measure, has declared that Barack Obama may well be one of the most intelligent presidents that the US has ever had. And he was so impressed by Barack Obama that he donated the maximum amount he possibly could donate to Barack Obama's presidential campaign. He's obviously an extremely intelligent and astute man. I remember thinking that when there was an abortion debate between him and McCain. And McCain said the simplistic thing when he was asked, when Barack Obama was asked, when does life begin? He said the sort of intelligent, sophisticated, I said, well, it's a complicated question. What do we mean by life? You know, whereas McCain just said, at the moment of conception. And was like, yeah, so, dogmatic. So that's obviously a highly intelligent man. And I was just, that's who's been in charge. And we've had to deal with this insane cover-up for the last 4 years. And I'm sure it's going to come out once President Trump wins the election, which I strongly suspect that he will, particularly if he's put up against Kamala Harris, where this person has been in office but not in power. and no decisions have been made by him. So what we have is clearly a coup. I mean, it seems to be fairly obvious that he wouldn't want to stand down in this way. This is clearly evidenced in the fact that he attended the first presidential debate. He was adamant that he wanted to continue being president. He was up for being president. He was competent enough in his view, which is difficult because you're senile, but anyway, when he was lucid, to be president. And it seems fairly...
Are you ready for the future of the West?